This past week, an American teenager, desperately in need of a kidney, received one from a donor he'd met through a commercial website called MatchingDonors.com. It was just the second transplant arranged through the site, launched in January. NPR's John Itzde reports it's generated controversy in the transplant community.
MatchingDonors.com is the creation of two Boston-area men, Dr. Jeremiah Lowney and one of his patients, Paul Dooley, who runs a job search website. Dooley's father died while waiting for a kidney transplant, and he posed this question to Lowney, his family doctor.
Paul came to me saying, geez, can we match people that are in need of organ transplants through a website with people that would be interested in being live organ donors?
Lowney did some research and found there are around 87,000 people waiting for kidneys, livers, and other vital organs on the official U.S. waiting list. He also found a National Kidney Foundation survey that suggested 25% of Americans would consider donating an organ to a stranger. So he and Dooley decided to launch their website.
There are 17 people a day dying while waiting for an organ transplant. What we're trying to do is augment a failing system. We're bringing people that probably would never think of being live organ donors into a system to help a lot of people.
MatchingDonors.com now has over 100 patient profiles online, and over 1,500 potential donors have signed up. To cover expenses, the website requests $295 a month to post patient profiles, but waives the fee in many cases, according to Lowney. Mary Christensen from a small town in Minnesota was looking for a way to help after hearing a plea for kidney donations on television. She went to the web looking for more information and found MatchingDonors.com.
Each patient has a profile, and the one that I came across first was a mother pleading for a kidney for her son. And being a mother of three children, that really caught my eye.
But Christensen, who believes God gave her two kidneys so she could give one away, decided her kidney would go to another patient on the website.
She was a 63-year-old woman, and this was her last hope, was to get a kidney. So I wanted to help her.
Christensen's generous response to that personal appeal is just what worries officials at UNOS, the United Network for Organ Sharing. It manages the organ procurement system and waiting list under a contract with the federal government. Dr. Mark Fox of the University of Oklahoma College of Medicine in Tulsa chairs the UNOS Ethics Committee.
It essentially becomes the personal ads for transplantation. And, you know, we have gone to great lengths to establish an organ allocation system that's based on clinically relevant factors and that's transparent and has accountability to it, not to establish a popularity contest.
On the UNOS kidney list, for instance, priority is given to the best immunological match between donor and recipient. For liver donations, the focus is on getting an organ to the patient who most urgently needs it. The guidelines also allow for family and friends to donate directly to a patient, no matter where they might be on the donor list, says Fox.
MatchingDonors.com and other billboards and websites and things essentially circumvent that, not based on clinical criteria and arguably not based on any morally relevant criteria either.
The controversy is roiling the transplant community. Some surgeons and hospitals are refusing to do transplants arranged through MatchingDonors.com. Bob Hickey, a Colorado psychologist who received the first organ donation through the website, experienced the controversy firsthand moments before he was to receive a new kidney at a Denver hospital in October of this year.
My donor and I were sitting on stretchers outside the operating room, and we had our IVs in. All of a sudden, I got accosted by this man I had never seen before. And he was shouting at me that he was not going to do my transplant because I found my donor online and that he just read about it in the newspaper, and that turned out to be my transplant surgeon.
The surgery was delayed but went ahead 2 days later after Hickey and his donor assured hospital officials that Hickey was not paying the man for his kidney. The buying and selling of organs is illegal in the United States. MatchingDonors.com makes that very clear on its website. But there's concern that soliciting donors online might increase the odds of illegal organ purchases. In fact, Bob Hickey says several of the 4,800 people who contacted him via Matching Donors expected to be paid.
Most of those were from overseas, although there were a few from the United States who were in dire financial straits, and I guess they thought that this would be a quick way out to sell an organ.
But after eliminating those who expected compensation, Hickey still had hundreds of potential donors. He chose 32-year-old Rob Smitty of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Smitty told Hickey he had made some wrong choices in his life and wanted to do something he and his children could be proud of. For Hickey, who had spent 3 years on the UNOS waiting list, it was a gift that changed his life.
We had 2 inches of snow last night. I was out shoveling my driveway and walkway this morning. I feel normal again. Tomorrow is my birthday. I'm looking forward to going skiing.
Bob Hickey, who found his new kidney on the Internet. MatchingDonors.com says there are a dozen more potential transplants generated by the website currently being planned. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.